This is the Inside Track. We're at the Quincy Raceway's car show. Talk for a few minutes with late model driver Jason Perry. Jason, I'll tell you, the last few years, not just saying this, but the last few years, you've had some of the best looking late model cars I've seen. And I really love that yellow and black car. That was a good looking car. But this shade there of black and what do you call it? Orange or red?
Orange. It's orange. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it turned out great. My son, he's taken more interest and was sick of the red and yellow and stuff like that. So we decided to change, and Ricky Frankel done the design, and like you said in the past, he nailed it and took it to Griffin Sign Company, and they printed it, and it speaks for itself. Looks good.
Do a great job, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I can't complain about either one of them. That's why we keep going back.
Tell us about last season, how you think it went, and what you got planned this year.
Last season was good. I'd done some jumping around. Didn't run a points anywhere, any place. It was a good year. Had 6-7 wins, and this coming year, the UMP deal, I think it's wonderful. Everybody's got busy lives and children and stuff, and nights you can't make it, you can skip a night or two and go back the next week and have the option, if you draw good enough and qualify, you'll be on the front row,
I've heard a lot of people say that. I do think it's going to help them a lot as far as getting some people to venture maybe for once or twice.
Yeah, and the other thing is it'd be neat, for a guy to set in the stands for spectators to be like, who's that car or who's that late model? Man, we've never seen them before, instead of the same, 12 or 15 IMCA cars you've had for, 10 years.
That is a lot of fun. I remember those nights, and it was the modified class, but those nights that Steve Arpin showed up there, to give Michael and them guys around the modified class, that's fun when somebody shows up, especially when it's somebody that runs well to another track. You're like, well, let's see how he does against us.
Yeah, it is, and that's what, with the UMP, the national points thing, if there's anybody in this area is hitting it on a Sunday night and running in the top five in points, they're not going to run it alone for too many nights. They're the second, third, fourth, and the following place guys, they're going to be with them, to get that night of running. So I think it's going to be a win-win situation for everybody.
The season can get pretty interesting.
Sure, yeah. The national points thing, I think, for UMP is 25,000. So, more nights you can put in, the merrier.
That's right. Who you got helping you as far as pit crew?
My dad and my son, of course, and Adam Schreck and Kevin Reese, Pat Lalonde. I think that about rounds them out.
Who you got for sponsors on the car this year?
P&S, Auto and Truck Collision Repair in Payson, Upping House Custom Bulldozing, Michelle Foster, Attorney at Law, Independent Shock Services, Jason Frankel there in Quincy, Extreme Pro Race Engines, Bingman Automotive, Heat Co. Propane Professionals, GRT, Race Lift, Tim Griffin Performance, Dex Unlimited. I think that about rounds them out.
Jason, thanks for talking with us on the Inside Track, and probably won't be too long we'll be talking with you again, I hope.
I hope. It's, this is a new deal this year with the motor stuff, but I hope we do talk to you.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.